Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss. Mr. Stevens, as long as you can please keep it on topic.
I don't need to be lectured like a child, thank you.
Excuse me, sir.
Listen.
I just
want to let you know,
Mr. Stevens,
Carrie Smith and Parker,
Stevens.
I agree with you, and thank you very much for not voting for that.
That's it. Just that piece. That one little piece. For sort of obvious reasons. But no, there was an actual issue at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting that was drama, that was personality conflict, that was entertaining. But to honor the way that I've created that little stage or element that says, you know, public forum, I had to use something public forum. But the actual fun was in the regular comments by the county commission talking about the Citizen Watershed Committee that came out as a result of, you know, opening up some of the, you know, areas that had been previously protected areas. And you had this committee by the citizens to make sure that they didn't do anything in places that would damage the aquifer and Sam Parker's. And there's a whole business with, you know, some money coming in for those folks to test areas around. And there's an implication with the wastewater treatment plant in Milton. That's all sort of the quick backstory to Sam Parker's comments.
People had concerns, quite frankly, that some of the folks in the Watershed Committee are the same folks that have been vocally and actively working to stop the sewage treatment plant from being able to obtain its permits from DEP.
Pitchfork Posse / Save Blackwater River folks is what he's saying, okay?
I don't think it's a big stretch to have concerns of, would this board support a letter that might or might not even matter, but it might, on receiving funding for a grant for a group that we know is actively trying, I mean, they are vocally trying to stop the sewage treatment plant, which we've all know is tied in with economic development. If that group.
Commissioner Parker.
No.
In all fairness, we're not trying to stop the plant.
Mr. Cooey.
Be fair.
Mr. Cooey, you can have your turn, sir, but you have to respect the board, please.
That sort of behavior right there is not the kind of behavior that I would trust to get money to go volunteer sampling. And how do I know the integrity of that sampling?
People who will engage in disruptive behavior, as Jerry Cooey there did. Sam Parker is saying, I can't trust you to take this money and use it properly and not put your bias against the location of the wastewater treatment plant. Sam said against the wastewater treatment plant at all. What Jerry's trying to say is they don't oppose the plant. They just oppose it in that location, which is true. But anyway, so he says, I can't trust you to handle this money properly, to do the site testing properly. And so that's my concern about granting this request.
I had a grot prepared, but the fact that you as a grown man.
I have no idea what that word was.
A senior would come up here and interrupt me like that. You've been to more meetings than all of us combined. You said it yourself. And that you can't follow simple decorum or rules, I'll save y'all some time. I'll keep it shorter. I'm not supporting this. I'm not supporting it for numerous reasons, but I've told y'all those concerns, and that's where it's at.
So after interrupting, and to his credit, the first thing Jerry Cooey did was to apologize for that, inappropriate lack of decorum, violation of the rules kind of behavior.
I apologize for that. I
always good.
That's a really big mischaracterization of what's going on as far as the wastewater treatment plant. We've been doing everything we can to get the thing pushed forward.
Yeah, he says they want it, they just don't want it at that location. And that is an important distinction. So, Carrie Smith, Commissioner Smith.
I know what you're saying, you know, the overlay there. I, too, am in agreement with this wastewater treatment plant being built anywhere. I don't care if you build it in my backyard. I've made it very clear. I want it built yesterday.
Problem solved. we've got we know where to build it. We've got the spray field. It's just out of, you know, it's just details now to be figured out. Anyway, Colton Wright said he shares the same concerns, but more he's concerned that there's no specificity on the locations where they're going to do the testing, and that's what he'd like to see. So they basically said, bring it back to us with more details so we can know that it's not going to be kind of, you know, fiddled with in order to get a certain kind of result that people might want, which, you know, fine. But it was kind of a funny moment that, you know, Sam's talking, Jerry interrupts him. Sam's like, just because of that, I'm not going to vote for this because I can't trust a grown man of your age. You don't make good decisions. See, when you think Milton's got all the drama, well, you're mistaken. That's not true. There's no monopoly on drama. 6:15 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Transgressors Memorial Service comes up next. John Pickens again in one more time for Candy, who should be back on Monday. John's got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Give them a call today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents to report to you. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly, even Highway 90 in Pace, 98 flowing smoothly. That's a look at your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth, great realtor. Look, she sold over 230 homes last year. I mean, it's really incredible. Only doing this for like 7-6 years, something like that. But you might think, well, I don't want to bother her. I'm not sure if I want to sell. I don't want to bother her. I'm not sure if I want to buy. I just have questions and I want to talk to somebody, but she seems really busy and, you know, I'm not sure. No, call her. She likes it. She likes, weird to say it this way, but she likes to be bothered because it's not a bother. She likes talking to people, likes meeting them. She's passionate. She's almost a nerd passionate about real estate and, you know, in a great way because that's what you want in somebody you hire for professional services. But she says, no, bother me. I want to meet you. I want to talk with you. No problem. We don't do a deal, no worries. We do a deal in a couple of years, great. We don't, no problem. You refer somebody, great. You don't, no problem. I like helping people. Even if that means, you know, kind of convincing you that you'd be better off not taking action, I just want to help. She specifically says that. So if you want some good advice, especially from somebody who knows for sure what she's talking about, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 723-9158.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary. And you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. This spring, weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. See you at David's.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you could start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, Monday morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
The first remembrance this week is for Hugh Grant and everyone responsible for producing the new Willy Wonka film featuring him as an Oompa Loompa. As we've already noted, the concept of a story featuring miniature orange migrant workers who were human trafficked into the notoriously brutal chocolate factory slave labor industry has been an affront to modern sensibility and decency for years. But at least the original film depiction of them used real actors of non-average height. This newest outrage shows Hugh Grant 5'11" in reality, but shown as a person of diminished elevation held captive under a glass cake topper. Now look, if anyone deserves to portray a man with fewer height units imprisoned under a glass dome by an eccentric entrepreneur, it should obviously be someone who actually could fit in the container. If the trap won't last, you must recast. As faithful inclusionistas, we object to this suddenly ferocious war on people of less than common verticality. Oompa Loompa Gate comes just weeks after we learned that Walt Disney Studios decided to eliminate 6 of the 7 little person roles from their remake of Snow White, writing the characters out of the plot and the actors who would portray them out of the job market, a choice which, for obvious reasons, we don't call downsizing. Speaking of which, how on earth did we ever get ourselves into the dwarf othering situation where upsizing is good and downsizing is bad? Tsk, tsk, language police, do your job better. But now a movie which could have hired hundreds of people with alternate height styles instead chose to hire a tall white man to put on orange face and mock the manlings he displaced. Oh no, not on our watch. Hugh Grant be gone. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, farming. As U.S. Special Envoy Presidential, U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate, John Kerry, recently noted at an international conference he probably bicycled to,
agriculture contributes about 33% of all the emissions of the world, and we can't get to net zero. We don't get this job done unless agriculture is front and center as part of the solution.
Did you realize that one of the main problems keeping us from solving the climate crisis is the unbelievable fact that we all eat food? Every day? More than once a day? Even though we've been doing our best to outlaw meat because cow belches and pig farts produce methane, the most anti-earth gas of villainy ever identified, and even though the movement toward electric tractors does not seem to have gotten very far because global climate prefect Al Gore's proposed 100 million charging stations in cornfields has not yet been approved by Congress, and even though we almost thought we had persuaded people to start making the human race die off through widespread use of contraception and delaying marriage, yes, despite all these good faith efforts to evangelize our fellow man with the good news of climate alarmism, we continue to have more people and therefore more agriculture every single year.
Emissions from the food system alone are projected to cause another 0.5 degree of warming by mid-century on the current course that we are today.
Egads, the time to act is now. Wear less cotton, stop consuming meat, don't make babies, and for goodness sake, if we don't learn how to use creative starvation as a tool for planetary rescue, we are on a collision course with catastrophe. The climate apocalypse is nigh. Let the defeating begin. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, we want to give our strongest inclusivity hug to actor Michael Imperioli for his passionate denunciation of the Supreme Court's recent decision privileging anti-acronymist bigotry by allowing a Colorado wedding website designer to refuse her services to gay clients. As Mr. Imperioli wrote so bravely on Instagram, "I've decided to forbid bigots and homophobes from watching The Sopranos, The White Lotus, Goodfellas, or any movie or TV show I've been in. Thank you, Supreme Court, for allowing me to discriminate and exclude those I don't agree with and am opposed to. USA! USA!" Obviously, he meant the last part ironically. We trust that no actor in good standing would sincerely express patriotism. Now, some critics have said that he doesn't speak for the entire production the way a religious sole proprietor might, or that this is different from the Colorado case because he isn't being forced, for instance, to portray a homophobe on TV against his will. But this is beside the point. His post was pithy, emotional, and cost-free, which means we should heartily celebrate it. Obviously, we recognize there is no mechanism for enforcing this decision, and as such, it's purely for show, but as Pathenfinkel's third postulate on symbolic outrage reminds us, the more preposterous and impractical the virtue signal, the more proud the signaler should be of it. For the more empty the gesture is, the more praiseworthy it becomes. So true. But maybe Imperioli the Valiant is really onto something here. Imagine a world in which we could really turn the tables on those rejectors of the holy acronym string by excluding them from every artistic enterprise created by LGBTQ2SIA+ persons and their allies. Perhaps those who want to watch a movie should have to apply for a gay card and take a test to be sure they're sincere enough in their allyship. And of course, we assume Mr. Imperioli would be eager to return all the proceeds he has ever earned over his career from the patronage of any social conservatives. Woe unto all who offend. Finally, with announcements, the Committee on Strategic Wailing and Gnashing of Teeth will be meeting Wednesday in the choir room to practice this month's ceremonial dirge of despair in preparation for their performance at the National Conference on Useless Consternation in Ashland, Oregon this fall. Please note, this is a no tambourine event. Hand drums over 15 inches in diameter, Tibetan singing bowls, and low-frequency crystals are, of course, encouraged. Finally, it has been brought to our attention that several members of our congregation are experiencing a mental health crisis due to anxiety over their inability to get their neighbors to adopt a carbon-phobic lifestyle. As one NPR commentator recently noted,
my neighbor down the street for one person just bought a massive truck, and I felt anger. I felt anger in my body. What do you suggest I do with that?
Haven't we all felt that? So difficult to process. As a result, Greenpeace has dispatched a special team of environmental crisis counselors for anyone dealing with the unrelenting pain of seeing a neighbor purchase a fuel-inefficient vehicle, or cook meat on a gas stove, or use, and here I must apologize for this triggering terminology, an incandescent light bulb in their home. Sign up with Margaret Dunselman if you'd like to receive a tactical intervention.
And now, brethren, sisterin, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
627 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens is our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. Take a look at I-10, I-110, all flowing smoothly right now. Highway 90's doing well, too. That's a look at your traffic on the fives.
That was your first time, wasn't it?
That was.
Your first service.
The choir room. I was like, what?
Welcome to the show, John.
I love it.
David Wayne's in the newsroom. David, who doesn't at all look forward to Fridays.
I don't know if I can do this. I'm a little triggered at the thought of somebody buying an inefficient truck for one person. Why would they do that?
How can I go on?
What do you suggest I do with that?
Former President Trump called it a sad day for America yesterday.
So if you can't beat him, you persecute him or you prosecute him. We can't let this happen in America.
He made those comments shortly after his appearance in court. He pled not guilty to charges related to attempting to overturn the 2020 election. Six former Mississippi police officers have pled not guilty on charges related to the torture of two black men. The victims filed a lawsuit in January claiming the six officers entered the home they were in and tortured them for nearly 2 hours before one of them was shot. And Adidas says that they made about $437 million from their first sale of Yeezy sneakers last quarter. In an earnings call yesterday, the CFO for Adidas said that the liquidation of Kanye West sneakers allowed them to donate over $120 million to groups that fight hate, racism, and anti-Semitism.
I was really, really hoping that liquidation of Kanye West would be followed by something else in the sentence. So, okay, good. Well, I appreciate that. David, thanks so much for the update. 629 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, somebody made an interesting note last hour that said, I don't understand how all of these swastika vandals don't get caught, because aren't there cameras like everywhere? And especially on Palafox, right? Palafox is, I mean, awash in cameras. My guess is, A, cameras didn't produce enough of an image and or weren't in the appropriate places, or B, the police do, they're looking and they just don't think they're useful to put out to the public, maybe. I'm not really sure. Also, you know, I do have a worry about copycat, because with this is getting so much notoriety. You know, I saw the ones yesterday with the Islamic Center and then the socialist activist place, and it made me wonder, you know, would copycat people try to participate in this, feeling emboldened by the stories? And I don't know the answer, but I hope not.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump posts on his Truth Social account, "I need one more indictment to ensure my election." Three so far. He's pleaded not guilty in Washington, D.C. to federal crimes related to trying to hold on to power after the 2020 election.
This is a very sad day for America. And it was also very sad driving through Washington, D.C. and seeing the filth and the decay.
He's back in New Jersey now and campaigns in Alabama tonight. Two expelled Tennessee lawmakers are reelected to the rest of their terms.
State Representatives Justin Pearson and Justin Jones are officially back on the job. They became Democratic Party heroes as members of the Tennessee Three when they were expelled for leading a raucous gun control protest on the House floor.
That's Fox's Tom Rigotti. Those two Democrats had already been reappointed to their seats on an interim basis. A third involved in that protest survived her expulsion vote. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning and happy Friday. 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's 80 degrees in Pensacola this morning. The clock is ticking on a decision that on whether a lawsuit against Saudi Arabia over the mass shooting at NAS Pensacola will be able to move forward. The Biden administration has now just over 3 weeks to make the call. Families of victims are suing Saudi Arabia, saying they should be held accountable because it was a Saudi Arabian flight student that carried out the shooting. The government's concerned the lawsuit may need to be barred because of serious and sensitive matters of foreign policy and military affairs. Now, the decision could also have an impact on a separate lawsuit filed against Saudi Arabia in reference to the 9/11 terror attacks in New York City. A 20-year-old man in critical condition after a water rescue in Miramar Beach yesterday. That happened on Scenic Golf Drive. Lifeguards say they pulled the man and a teenage boy out of the water. They gave the man CPR. He's now in critical condition at a hospital in the area. Well, more anti-Semitic vandalism reported in Pensacola yesterday. The total number of incidents now sitting at 8. The latest incidents were at the Pensacola Liberation Center and an Islamic community center.
I can tell you that Chief Randall, Deputy Chief Chrisman have pulled out all the stops on this investigation, and we're looking hard, and hopefully we'll have an arrest soon.
That's PPD's Mike Wood. He says finding whoever is responsible is a top priority for PPD. When an arrest is made, Wood says they'll face vandalism charges, and if investigators find evidence that points to it being a hate crime, they could face charges for that as well. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office investigating a shooting in Brent yesterday. Deputies say that happened just after noon on Thursday on Hanson Boulevard. When deputies arrived, they say they found a vehicle and a structure that both had bullet holes. Two possible suspects were seen leaving that area in a vehicle. Nobody was hurt during the shooting. That's the good news. But if you have any information, contact the Sheriff's Office or you can call Crime Stoppers. Attorneys for Escambia County say they're fighting back against a subpoena filed in connection with the lawsuit filed by District 1 medical examiner, the medical examiner's office against two funeral home directors.
On Wednesday, Assistant County Attorney Christopher Schaefer filed a motion to quash the subpoena that sought to obtain, in part, all communications and internet search history on county-issued cell phones, any personal devices or non-governmental devices for Commissioners Jeff Bergosh, Stephen Berry, Mike Kohler, and Robert Bender. In the motion, Schaefer argues that the county is not a party to the litigation and that the county cannot timely respond to their request. Schaefer also writes that the jurisdiction of the court has not been established, as both defendants' motion to dismiss the case partly based on improper venue selection of Gadsden County. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
And a 20-year-old Pensacola man was found guilty yesterday of two murders following a drug deal that went wrong in 2021. An Escambia County jury found Nathan Brown guilty for the deaths of 25-year-old David Purchase and 26-year-old Natalie Greeno. Brown met up with the two and prosecutors say attempted to rob them during a drug deal near Waycross and Stonewall Avenues. Brown has now been sentenced to life in prison. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and time for a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly right now. Highway 90, no problems. 98, no backups to see to hamper your way into work. That's a look at your traffic on the fives.
Blistering heat continues as we head through the end of the week and into the weekend. We have highs in the mid to upper 90s once again for today and tomorrow. Heat advisories are in effect for all of Northwest Florida, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. for today and likely Friday too. This weekend looks to be hot, but rain chances could move into the forecast Saturday and Sunday at 40 to 50% chances. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
And it certainly looks like a beautiful morning right now. Not too hot as of yet. It's 81 in Pensacola, 84 in Gulf Breeze, and 80 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Amazon shares are up more than 8% in pre-market trading after the company reported quarterly profit that trounced expectations. The Seattle company's earnings nearly doubled analyst expectations, boosted by resilience in its core consumer e-commerce business, which had plunged into the red last year amid a pandemic hangover. Overall revenue for the second quarter rose by nearly 11% to $134.2 billion, which also beat expectations, and the company projected a similar pace of expansion in the current quarter. Short-term rental home company Airbnb reported a smaller sum of nights and experiences booked in the second quarter than analysts had projected. Revenue grew 18%, while net income jumped to $650 million from $379 million a year ago. Airbnb said it had 115.1 million nights and experiences booked during the quarter, up 11%, but less than expected. That's Your Money Now.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with things I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of the disease called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, straight lines seem wavy, like when looking at a door frame. For others, blurry or missing spots can make it hard to read or see loved ones' faces. Many have trouble seeing in low light, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you've been diagnosed with AMD and notice vision changes, don't wait. Talk to your eye doctor about GA today. Learn more at gawon'twait.com. That's gawon'twait.com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, a Pensacola Beach-based band, Sandy Roots. dance the night away to your favorite rock, reggae, and funk favorites. It's Bands on the Beach with Sandy Roots this Tuesday night at 7.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
I'm gonna do something I don't often do, but in this case, there's a reason for it, and it usually is. But I'm gonna actually give you the backdrop to one of the transgressors stories, not from this week, but from last week. Okay, I remember we talked about time blindness last week. That, you know, the idea that some people are asking for accommodations for their inability to judge the duration of events and why they're always tardy, and that they're treating it as a disability rather than an inability, right? You know, as a failure. And I wanna. There's two things here. One is there was a TikTok that, you know, Gracie, who was sitting in last Friday, alerted me to after I had already created the transgressor, so I couldn't add it, but I still wish I had known in advance. And there was an article. The article that got me going was from Fox Business. Here's the I'm just going to read you the article because I think that illustrates I want you to understand that most of the time with transgressors, I'm always doing real stories. I'm not making this stuff up. I do real stories. I just do them in a satirical way, but they're real stories. Headline, time blindness as an issue on the job with younger workers, how to manage it. Subtitle, is time blindness a real thing? Some in Gen Z workforce say they need accommodations. By Erica Lamberg at Fox Business. There's a new trend popping up among the American workforce, particularly among Gen Z employees, and it's known as time blindness. People with time blindness miscalculate how long a task will take, said Amy Marin, a psychotherapist in Marathon, Florida, and the author of the book 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. They underestimate how much time something will take and overestimate how quickly they can accomplish a task, Marin said. She added, they may lose track of time altogether when doing an activity and may be chronically late. Are you stalking me? Anyway. Also, these individuals, said Marin, may leave late for events or trips and miss their flights. I know some people. I am some. She says, the article goes on. They don't realize how much time they should set aside for the drive or the ride to the airport. Or, she said, they may say they've been waiting an hour when they've really only been waiting for someone for a few minutes. Individuals with time blindness struggle to predict how long a future event will take, and they also have a skewed sense of time that's passed, said Marin. They may have difficulty figuring out the last time they talked to someone on the phone or trouble recalling how long they worked for a company because they struggle to gauge time, she said. It's a real issue. Time blindness can, she pointed out, time blindness can be a symptom of a mental health issue such as ADHD, she said. She added, it's not just someone being inconsiderate, it's a real thing. The condition can stem from people being hyper-focused on an activity, the extent that it causes them to lose track of time. People may underestimate how long they've been working on a project or how long they've been participating in an activity. Their brain gets confused about how much time has actually gone by and they have no idea whether they've been busy for a few minutes or a few hours. How is time blindness impacting companies? As a term, time blindness has been circulating recently in discussions about the workplace, according to Christina Morrison, manager of HR services Insperity, who's based in Boston, Massachusetts. The concept of not being able to keep track of time or having poor time and project management skills is not new, she pointed out. Yet today, we are becoming more aware that this can be a challenge for the neurodivergent or the neurodiverse. That's the term she used. Some in Gen Z, if you ever hear that term, it just means someone whose brain functions in a different way. Some in Gen Z, comprised of people born between 96 and 2010, may have latched onto the label of time blindness, but Morrison told Fox Business that, quote, there are people of all ages who easily lose track of time and struggle with deadlines in the workplace. She added, as personal stories of time blindness spread on social media, business leaders are bound to hear more about it from their employees. Communication and transparency are key. Employers need to make reasonable accommodations that allow qualified employees to do their jobs, said Morrison. It's important to consult with the HR and legal departments to ensure you meet state and federal laws and are compliant surrounding disabilities, which includes the neurodiverse. It is, however, up to the employee to disclose a disability. My hand is up. Once employers are aware of a disability, they are then obligated to accommodate those disabilities. Open communications and transparency are important first steps when someone claims time blindness, said Morrison. Managers should point to company policies surrounding tardiness. However, if the employee shares they are neurodiverse, reasonable accommodations should be made. Reasonable accommodations for the neurodiverse who may also have issues with time blindness could be flexible scheduling, job coaching, mentorship, and time management tools. Also, she said managers need to know how to deal with a wide variety of employee issues. So employers need to train them on how to approach the situation and work with HR to make the proper accommodation for diverse teams. Although there may be a new label to an old problem, Morrison explained that time blindness is something that impacts people, not a generation. Working with employees when an issue arrives with clear, concise communication is imperative, coupled with empathy for the success of the individual, the team, and the organization. What can workers do to minimize the effects of time blindness? Psychotherapist Marin said workers may benefit from having conversations with a supervisor about how to manage specific tasks. If they're working on a big project, they might benefit from checking in with someone during specific intervals and having short-term objectives and deadlines. This can help them stay on target along the way. And workers can learn from their mistakes. If they're late for a meeting, they may learn to leave for the meeting 10 minutes earlier and to set a timer that reminds the team, reminds them when it's time to head to the conference room. They may find it helpful to schedule their day in advance and then track how their time is spent so they can stay on task and on time. Okay, that's the backdrop. That's the article. Because once you accept the proposition that either character flaws or skill deficiencies are actually manifestations of neurodiverse disabilities, right, which is the premise, well, all of a sudden it's a whole different world because now you're not talking about poor choices. You're talking about inconsiderate expectations. And unaccommodating and othering and marginalizing and oppression and ableism. Because it's ableism to think that people should show up on time. Now, my own personal view of this is I know I'm, if you want to call it time blind, you can. But I don't want you to accommodate me. I just accept that it's my own problem. It's a failure. It's a skills issue. It makes me bad at certain things. And so I have to make sure to do extra work to overcome that. But I don't need you to accommodate me. I don't need you to adopt an anti-clock lifestyle or to, you know, build a corporate welfare structure around my unwillingness to be good at time management. It's my problem. And that's the core difference between, I will say it, this is one aspect of young people that is just infuriating, is their notion that the whole world ought to be reconstructed around their problems, as opposed to recognizing that the world is, and when we find genuine injustice in the world, change it. But a lot of times it's just, you know, you suck. Fix it. You know? Anyway, now I'm going to get to the TikTok video in just a second after John gives us traffic on the fives.
That's right. It's brought to you by Indeed.com. Make your next hire fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit. I-10, I-110, flowing very smoothly, even 98. No accidents to let you know about or slowdowns. That's a look at your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Mm-hmm. I got some texts coming in. They're funny. Time blindness. The problem is Gen Z can't read a watch, and they don't realize that their phone has a clock on it and that the phone is not just a TikTok posting device. Well, for some. I'm actually not down on Gen Z. I just think that we have perpetuated a culture of stupidity upon Gen Z. That's the problem, okay? And when I say we, I mean them. But, you know, it's our culture collectively. Somebody here says simply don't hire them. Somebody has the Marine Corps answer, if you can't be on time, no problem, be early. And then somebody says, being neurodivergent is this decade's veganism. It's a trendy self-diagnosis. Okay, fair enough. So here's the TikTok. This is a girl who's become famous as Time Blind Girl, okay, on TikTok.
So I just got yelled at for asking a very reasonable question. So I'm applying to go somewhere, and I just wanted to know, are there accommodations for people who struggle with time blindness and being on time, you know? And then the person I was with interrupted and acted like I was asking something else. And then when we were done, they actually started yelling at me and saying that accommodations for time blindness doesn't exist. And if you struggle with being on time, you'll never be able to get a job, you know, provided you're trying your absolute best to be there.
Which I think is a very reasonable response, a 100% reasonable response is by the other person, right? So she's upset that they're ridiculing her.
That's right.
When they're ridiculing her correctly for thinking that the whole corporate world is going to change because of her inability to read a clock.
So I just got yelled at for asking a very reasonable question.
Sorry, that's the same clip. Here's the other one.
And then they're like, your stupid generation wants to destroy the workplace. And yeah, I think that a culture where workers are just cut off because they struggle with being on time when there's other solutions that we can look to, I think that just anybody who thinks it's okay to just treat people like that Yeah, that culture needs to be dismantled.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
Just, you know, wow. At least she's consistently crazy.
That is true.
I mean, there's a certain amount of underlying coherence to this insane worldview, okay?
And then I asked that person, how can you feel good about yourself upholding this kind of system? And then to think, I'm entitled. No, if people think it's okay to treat others like this, that's entitlement.
So they tell her she's entitled correctly because she wants the whole world to bend to her unwillingness to just be on time. And she says, no, they're entitled because they think that they shouldn't have to accommodate this disability that I can't help being because I'm neurodiverse. Oh, my God. But I just, again... I want you to hear from the author.
When people ask me, how does it feel being the time blindness girl and have everybody bashing you constantly on Twitter and Instagram? And all I could say is it's a testament of what the United States has become. And we hear about algorithms, really? Political radicalization, and how the internet is influencing humans. And we think, oh, okay. But then when it happens to you, you see how big of a problem it is.
So the world is attacking her on TikTok because... Not because her view is stupid, of course.
Right.
Not because it's crazy and privileged and bizarre, but because, you know, the algorithm is teaching you to be angry and mean to people like me.
Because when we can no longer have a civil discussion about a video with very little context, it makes you wonder, is there even a future for our nation and what future is there to fight for? Because rousing mass amounts of hate, judging people, making mass assumptions... And being stuck in a cognitive loop without even knowing it and then doing exactly what the algorithms want is seen as normal. But you know what? It doesn't have to be.
Okay. So my one, like, I hate to be the guy who says this often, but this is what happens when you don't spank. I'm just, you know, you just, and I'm not volunteering for this particular job. I don't want to go within 100 yards of this lady. I'm just saying this is what happens when you... Oh, yes. Tell me about your feelings. Tell me about how you're hurt.
Participation trophy.
That's exactly right. Anyway, so, wow. Just, you know, the reason I did this, A, because it's funny. B, so that you could just kind of be aware. But also so you realize, when I do these transgressors elements, there really are people. There really are people out there. Now, thank God, at least for the moment, there's also, like, the administrators at the school that laughed at her. But how long will they be allowed to laugh?
That's right.
At her neurodivergent disability. How long until time blindness is the new racism? Until we have to accomplish, you know, you intolerant bigot.
Yeah, exactly.
So 437-1620. I've got a bunch of texts in here. Let's get a couple of them. Here's a simple accommodation for time blindness. The meeting's at 1 p.m., but you'll need to arrive at 12:30. Military cures time blindness. Being late's being strong. Let's see, because you do push-ups.
Yeah, because you do that.
You do consequences. Selfish brat seems smart enough to use an alarm. There it is. Work is bad. America's bad. Me victim. Boo-hoo. Woo-hoo. Maybe set a reminder to show up on time on your TikTok posting gadget. Nice. If one is truly time blind, then they'd be early half the time. Oh, that's fair.
Yeah,
you would think
true.
It would sometimes err in your favor. This is coming from a generation that's going to have barcodes and implants put in them just so they don't have to carry around a wallet. Somebody here says, amen, parents. Amen, Andrew. Her parents failed her at some point. Andrew, we need a quote of the week segment. Yeah, clip of the week. I know. And then she had spent time leaving early as opposed to making a TikTok video. That should have taken far more time than the 25-second video. You know she did that video four more times till she got it perfect for her. She could have just left on time to go early. That's funny. 653 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, just plain amazed. I'm Andrew McKay.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Work, kids, finances. Your life has lots of moving parts. Let Gulf Winds help you keep them all moving forward. Our free digital banking tools make it easy for busy bill payers to manage the day-to-day. Our simple applications and low loan rates get mommy chauffeurs on the road fast. And our free accounts and low fees put extra cash in pockets so weekend warriors can have a splash more fun. We're here for you and everyone living life to the fullest. How can we move you forward? See all the ways at GoGulfWinds.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic?
Go to ProHealth.
Post-accident physical to access your PIP?
Go to ProHealth.
Drug test?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
Occupational testing?
Go to ProHealthFL.com.
Affordable lab work or primary care?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
An affordable medical weight loss program?
ProHealth is your answer.
Need a camp or a sports physical?
Only $40 at ProHealth.
ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment.
Just walk right in.
ProHealthFL.com.
Serving Pensacola for 35 years.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
A place to stay informed about what's happening locally and find a deep sense of belonging and community. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
National average for a gallon of gas is 383. Florida average is 384, so we're above average in a way you don't want to be above average. If you are, let's see, oh, I clicked on the wrong screen there. If you're in, let's see, Mississippi is 333, California is 504. In Navarre, 353 east of the Walmart or 349 west of the other Walmart. 348, foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, 359 in proper. 355 at the Sefco Milton, 352 at the Pea Ridge Murphy, and 359 through Pace. 349 on 9 Mile at the Walmart. Best price coming in from the north end is, on Palafox, not US 29. The Express Mart on Olive and Palafox is the best price here at 349. Coming in from the southwest side, you got 339 at the old TNC on Navy. I wonder if that's an old price because that's been that way for a little while. No, it's 12 hours ago, so okay, there you go. All right, those are your gas prices for today. 657 News Radio 92.3. John is in for Candy, who should be back on Monday with traffic on the fives.
That's right. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly. Pace, Milton, not seeing any delays in that area. That's a look at traffic on the fives.
Fantastic,
Did
John?
You say $5 in California?
Yeah, over $5. $5
over $5 on average, for 87 octane.
Yeah, regular. Yeah, not even the special stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to drive my Mustang out there.
It's probably about $7 or $8 a gallon.
Yeah.
David Wayne's got our headlines. David?
Well, videos are making the rounds on the internet, seeming to show a Russian warship listing after Ukraine says it carried out a sea drone attack in the Black Sea today. Russia said the ship had repelled the attack. Social media showed the vessel being towed away. The Parkland school shooting being reenacted today. They are using live ammunition. The reenactment at Marjory Stoneman Douglas, part of a civil suit against a former sheriff's deputy who stayed outside the school during that shooting. About 140 bullets expected to be fired during today's reenactment, which will trace the killer's movements throughout the school. And Warner Brothers Discovery says the Hollywood writers and actors strike is holding up their new slate of movies. The media giant says it's expecting members of the Writers Guild to be back to work, hopefully by September.
Oh, my God. Thanks so much, David. We had all these texts in. You know, did her parents play to have her on a sports team in college when she didn't play the actual sport? if I were her parents, the Time Blind Girl, I would change my name and move far. far away. Somebody else says, I was neurodivergent. I missed your segment. Can you repeat it for me? That's the accommodation they want. Time blindness is money blindness in the real world. Oh, my God. These texts are the best. We'll be back in a minute.
Your home for Brian Kilmeade, weekdays 11 to 1, is News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.